Welcome to Inclusive Technology for All, episode 42, which is scheduled to be released on May 6, 2019. I'm Mike Murata, and each episode will bring you information about inclusive and assistive technology to increase independence. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, inclusive tech has become more mainstream and available for everyone. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Let me know how I'm doing and what types of information you're interested in hearing about. Also, join the conversation. Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast. I'd love to hear from you and share your thoughts during an upcoming episode. Okay, let's jump in. Make sure to set those DVRs. A new docuseries will be starting on May 15, 2019 on A&E called The Employables. This series will follow job seekers with disabilities, including individuals with autism and Tourette syndrome, as they navigate obstacles to become employed. With guidance from professionals, they will work to identify their strengths that can lead to employment success. Each episode is going to follow two different job seekers through the process of finding employment, including insights from family and friends as they support these individuals looking for employment. I'll put a link to the series preview in the show notes. Make sure to mark your calendars. I want to let you know about an upcoming Twitter chat focused on inclusive classrooms and accessibility. The Microsoft EDU chat will take place on May 21st, 2019 at 1 p.m. Eastern, and I'm proud to say I'm one of the hosts for the chat. Join us, share your knowledge about inclusive strategies and tools to support accessibility in the classroom and grow your PLN at the same time. This is going to be a global conversation on this same topic, so sure to see a lot of great viewpoints from people all around the world about this topic. You don't want to miss it. Follow the hashtag. It's hashtag MSFTEDUChat. Look for that for more info leading up to the chat, and I'll talk to you on May 21st. Google Chrome continues to be the platform of choice for many classrooms and schools. It's critical for educators to consider the way that they're using these tools to support students' literacy needs. For this podcast episode, I'm going to focus on tools to support reading. I always start with the built-in features. What's part of the suite of built-in accessibility features that we can use to support reading? First, have you tried the new feature called Select to Speak? This powerful text-to-speech tool is now part of the accessibility suite of the Chrome OS. So if you're on a Chromebook, you have access to this. Turn on the feature and then select text on the screen. Select to Speak will produce a box around your selection and begin reading back your selection with word-for-word highlighting. It's powerful, and it is built right in. We'll be able to read all accessible text in the Chrome browser. In addition, I've mentioned a handful of other Chrome extensions like Read and Write for Google from TextHelp and Snap and Read from Don Johnson in past episodes. For this episode, I want to highlight a free extension called Announcify. This text-to-speech extension provides a slightly different kind of reading support. Announcify changes the visual representation of the web page by simplifying the page and removing all that visual clutter and those unnecessary elements. Then, once you click the speak button, instead of providing word-by-word highlighting, this tool blurs out the entire page except for the paragraph being read. It's a different kind of support, but one that I've used successfully with several students, and they have had great success with this. Other settings in the tool include the ability to change the voice and the speed. So if you're interested in learning more about this topic of Chrome and literacy, join me and Kelly Foner for part one of our two-part Chrome and Literacy webinar series for ATIA. Part one, which focuses on reading, is on May 23rd, 2019, from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern. I'll add a link in the show notes to the webinar. On a future episode of this podcast, I'll focus on writing supports for Chrome, which is part two of our ATIA webinar series, and that webinar happens on June 9th, 2019.
For those members of my PLN who live in the New Jersey tri-state area, I want to invite you to an amazing event. SpedCamp New Jersey happens on Saturday, May 18, 2019 at Long Branch Middle School in Long Branch, New Jersey. Modeled after the EdCamp Unconference model, this event focuses on special education topics, including inclusion, accessibility, and assistive technology. I'm sure most of you have been to an EdCamp already, and if you haven't, what the heck are you waiting for? This is the best kind of learning. It's participant-driven. There's dedicated educators who come on a Saturday to share and learn amongst their peers. It's just a recipe for a perfect professional learning experience. This is our fifth annual event, and it's shaping up to be the best one yet. To get your free tickets, go to spedcampnj.org and click the registration link to secure your free tickets. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Join us on Twitter every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and myself lead an hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. This past week, we had a night off from AT Chat, but luckily there was a chat that focused on accessibility and inclusive classrooms that did happen last week. That was the focus of the Ditch Book Chat hosted by Matt Miller. The exciting part about this chat was talking with educators who may not be as familiar with inclusive tools to promote classroom accessibility. So we talked about many ideas, including the fact that accessibility supports are not just for students with disabilities, but can benefit everyone. Looking at the ideas like UDL and built-in accessibility features of technology, all educators can effectively meet the needs of every student. A couple questions in there that talked about different ways to provide some supports for students that need some modification to curriculum. And the final question of the chat gave everyone an opportunity to share tools that they use to make content more accessible. I'll add a link in the show notes to Matt's blog post, which touched on the 20 inclusive tools that came up in the chat, as well as include the Wakelet archive, which was all the tweets from the entire chat. And I'll drop those in the show notes for this episode.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast with your suggestion. It may just appear on an upcoming episode.
To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow me on Twitter at MMATP and visit my website at MMATP.com for inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes. Bye for now.